Avant de débuter ce programme, je tiens à vous préciser qu'il s'agit de propositions d'élèves et non d'engagements pris par l'établissement. Bonjour et bienvenue sur Le Fil, la radio du cours Maintenon. Aujourd'hui, un nouvel épisode du Maintenon Green Challenge, un mois de défi pour l'environnement. Dans ce quatrième et dernier épisode, des élèves de seconde 1 de Madame Corée nous expliquent comment bien recycler nos masques.
Hello everyone, my name is Sloane and today I will talk about a new ecologic challenge by the Maintenon Green Challenge. So, let me introduce to you Emily, Lou, Clémence and Guillaume. So, hello Lou, can you explain to us what's your challenge?
Hi Sloane, your ecological project consists of creating a bin for chirurgical masks that we must throw away at the end of the day because of current pandemic. This bin has two compartments, one for the elastic of the mask and the other one for the rest of the mask. There is a scene in the form of a mask with one side an image of a mask and on the other negative effects, linking to this mask like pollution of sea or the street.
Thank you, Lou. Now, Emily is going to tell us the reason for this choice. Emily, it's your turn.
Thank you, Sloane. We chose this project because with the coronavirus, millions of people in the world buy masks every day and throw it everywhere, on the streets, on the toilets, or in the water. Like Clémence will tell you, masks pollute our planet enormously. So we have decided to do this project for protect animals in the sea, like turtles or whales, and for sensitive students and preserve our planet.
Nice reason. Thanks, Emily. Clémence, what are the harmful effects of masks on the nature?
Hi Sloane, for beginning, surgical masks are not biodegradable. There is only one current destination for this waste, the general trash. The sea begins with you. Do those who throw this mask anywhere a thing will spontaneously disappear. It's only wrong most of the time is the sea. Surgical masks are only made from multiple layers of biodegradable paper. In addition to the metal bar and the non-biodegradable elastic cords, they contain large amount of polypropylene, a kind of plastic that takes wear to degrade, with the molecule constituting it remain indefinitely and chemically pollute the soil and water. Worse still, is masks can become traps for marine animals.
I totally agree with you, Clémence. Now, Guillaume, you can launch the challenge for our auditors.
Thank you, Sloane. The goal of this challenge is to sort the mask to use in high school to avoid the pollution that it creates, as well as to sort the part that protects your mouth and the rubber bands. So, if you see our trash can, don't forget to throw in your mask.
Goodbye, everyone. Let's do this challenge and don't forget to help save and protect our planet.
À l'année prochaine pour de nouveaux défis. Et d'ici là, take care of our planet.